Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is the 29th day of June 2006, a live Thursday edition. We're going to have wide open phones today. I want to take a lot of your calls in the first and second hour. Then we have a guest coming up in the third hour. I want to take a lot of phone calls. I want to move quickly through your calls. Any news issue, any story, any question, any type of comment you've got. If you disagree with me, if you agree, if you have points you want to make, whatever issue you'd like to discuss, you are welcome to join us. The Iran war that they're really trying to cook up, what's happening with the dollar and the economy and the new Fed chief Bernanke printing money like it's going out of style, the new developments with protesters being snatched off the streets in Ottawa and being threatened to have their arms cut off, big news on that, more news on the secret rendition and torture centers around the world. There are hundreds and hundreds of issues you're welcome to call in about. The open borders, Bush still pushing for a total amnesty plan, the American Union, the super NAFTA highway that I could look at clearly being built when I took off from Austin and landed in Austin on my trip out to L.A. and back. Whatever issue it is that you want to discuss, you are welcome to call in today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll take everybody's calls. It's wide open phones. First-time callers, though, will go to the head of the line. They are only trumped by callers that disagree. So if you tell us that you disagree, we don't screen the calls. We ask what your first name is, what city you're calling from, what state. It'd be nice if you'd tell us if you're listening on an AM or FM station or internet or satellite or shortwave or however you're tuning in. But if you do volunteer that you disagree, and you really do disagree, you go to the head of the line, and if you're a first-time caller, you also go to the head of the line, respectively. So 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com. We also have PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. Canadian military-style secret police kidnap, detain, and torture Bilderberg investigators. Interrogators threatened to cut off arms during six-hour marathon hell, and that is psychological torture. I mean, that's what when a kidnapper puts a gun to a child's head and says, "Let me out of here, cops, or I'm going to blow the kid's head off," that is torture. Who could disagree? Well, this is torture, too. It's terrorism. Terrorism is do what I say or I'm going to cut your arms off. So it's terrorism by every yardstick. ACLU objects as two companies offer mind-reading technology to the government. No, we're not kidding. This stuff's already going in airports. I never got to it yesterday. I want to tell a story of what happened to my father. He went to a wedding with my mother and sister in Jamaica over the weekend, family friends getting married, family friend's daughter getting married. And on the way back, my dad got to be put in the brand new machine. I don't know. My dad described what type of machine it is. I forget the scientific term, but it like shoots all this air out at you, like and blows your clothes everywhere. And then it sucks it into some type of system that heats it up to hundreds and hundreds of degrees, and then reads for the resonance signature of drugs or weapons, derivatives or traces. Bomb traces, and my dad went through it, and then he saw women. Every time a woman was put in it, they would scream and yell. It was so scary. I said, "Is that true?" My mother said, "Yeah, women who were put through it, they were selectively put through it. She wasn't, but women would be put in, and they heard screaming, "Aah!" as you're in there. It's all part of the freedom, taking your shoes off, all of it, a ritual of being a slave, training us to do humiliating things. None of it stops anything. And the government ships in the drugs, and the government carries out the majority of the terror attacks. So the whole thing's a fraud, and I don't want to hear it's for security. It's a joke.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I have a huge free-for-all. I tend to do this on Thursdays, not Fridays. Whatever news issue, whatever item, whatever story you want to talk about, we're going to have open phones here in just a few minutes. We've got to get back into the incredible developments yesterday. You know, we had one of the gentlemen on last week who was threatened and detained for protesting there at the Bilderberg Group meeting a few weeks ago in June 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then we talked to some of the other people who were also detained with him, and they brought out even more of the story and have posted a statement, and we've got it on InfoWars.com. Headline, Canadian military secret police kidnap, detain, torture Bilderberg investigators. Psychologically torture, threatening to cut one man's arms off and saying he could disappear, saying that they knew people that knew him, they had his friends. Just an incredible story. If you missed it, we'll be getting back into it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. The ACLU is objecting as two companies offer mind-reading technology to the government. And yes, it's even been put in 5 airports. This is not a joke. Insurgents offer to halt attacks in Iraq. This is out of the Associated Press. They say if the U.S. will agree to pull out within 2 years, that they will cease all their activities. Now, again, that's a deal where if they make the deal, then if the attacks really stop, then there's, quote, no reason for the troops to be there. But don't look for that happening. The Pentagon official battle plans say decades upon decades, permanent bases, and civil war was the strategy from the beginning. So we'll be getting into that report. China unveils secret space program. Very interesting out of the Associated Press as well. British Petroleum accused of price manipulation. Criminal. And probe, oh, I'm sure it's not true. They're good. Interesting article here out of Computer World. Would the bird flu kill the internet too? That's what a war game is showing it would do. Any excuse for them to shut down the web. So now they're basically telling us that'll happen if there is some type of bird flu release. And there's a new ridiculous fake Bin Laden tape speaking on the death of Zarqawi as usual. There's a court ruling on Guantanamo Bay, but the feds are saying in Reuters that it has little bearing on that. So that's some of what we'll be discussing. Right now, though, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Javier, a first-time caller from Texas, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hello, Mr. Jones. This is Javier Fuentes from Austin, Texas.
Welcome.
So I've been listening to some of the workers where we work at. We do construction out here. And they were talking about, and they brought me a newspaper saying that they were trying to get illegals, I guess, into concentration camps over in New Mexico. That it was in one of the newspapers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And use them to work over here.
Yes, labor camps.
Right. Okie dokie. So that is true then, I guess.
Well, you said they brought you a newspaper article.
Yeah, it was a Mexican, well, a newspaper that was printed here in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I was on a syndicated radio show, Victor Camacho's show in L.A. I've even heard that on Spanish radio here in Austin. I've looked at the channels and heard Victor Camacho, and he comes on and listen to him in Spanish. I was on his show for 2 hours, and they had Reuters. They had the article, a bunch of Mexican newspapers. They also had the original article that came out, I guess, 5-6 months ago in the Houston Chronicle. And going back, in the Rex 84 plan that leaked out in congressional hearings in 1986, and we have video clips of this in two of my films, Oliver North got questioned by Congressman Jack Brooks on the subject, and Chairman Inouye, who's still a Senate chairman, told him to shut up in the congressional committee that had both House and Senate members in it. And Jack Brooks says, in Miami papers, a plan to put American dissidents in camps. And what the Rex 84 plan said was they would build all these camps in the name of putting illegal aliens in them, but really it would be used for American citizens during national crises. And so the Rex 84 plan has been brought out of mothballs. It really never was, but now it's been publicly announced that, oh, it's just for the illegals, knowing that 90% of Americans are against the open borders and the flood of illegals. I don't think they should be put in camps. They should be deported. And so they're kind of selling it and breaking the ice. It's like, oh, we've got to have gun confiscation with foreign troops, but just in New Orleans. Oh, we've got to have emergency camps, but just for the illegals. See, they're breaking the ice with things they think will be palatable with the general public. Is this scaring people at the work sites?
Yes, sir, it is. And they've been talking about this, and a lot of the people that I know of, that we work with, they've been talking, they're like, we're not going in there. I mean, we left Mexico for that, you know, being oppressed and stuff, and now they want to do it here too. So it's kind of, I think it's wrong, but I think it once that problem is it's done with, let's say with the illegals, and we don't have a problem with the illegals.
That's right. They're going to build an infrastructure in the name of stopping illegals. It has nothing to do with it. It's like they go, we're going to make the foreigners coming in thumb scan and face scan. Well, wait a minute. Under the National ID Card, Real ID Act, it's going to happen to all American citizens, see? Whatever they do to the illegals, they're going to do to citizens.
That's what we're talking about because, I mean, we have a lot of white people, all kinds of people that work on our job site. And we sit down on lunchtime, listen to your show, and talk about it. And one of the things that we're talking is, like one guy told me, he said, well, once all you guys are gone, what's going to happen to those camps? And then we're like, well, it's going to get used on the next group of guys, which is probably you guys.
Well, don't worry. I mean, for the news cameras, they're going to use the detention centers at first for a few thousand illegals here and there. But it was never meant for illegal aliens to begin with.
Right.
But anything else, Javier?
No, sir, just that. And I think, you know, there's a lot of Mexican people out here that I think we would probably stand right beside everybody.
I know that.
Probably. We would really stand right beside everybody.
I know that. Well, that's encouraging, and I appreciate your call. Now, I found that Mexicans who don't consider themselves Americans, I've talked to a lot of them, know about the New World Order, know about 9/11. Just still some of them are into this La Reconquista stuff. But if you talk to them, I found that they're pretty sophisticated because they've lived under corruption, and they get it. Again, we are reaching out to Hispanic Americans who are very patriotic and aware of what's happening, and we're also reaching out to the illegal aliens and explaining to them that they're just being used as tools to drive down wages and break down the sovereignty of this country. And again, Victor Camacho, when I was on big radio station, biggest Spanish station in L.A., and then it was syndicated around the country, the callers were all calling in agreeing and understanding, and we were talking about La Reconquista and how it's a Ford Foundation set up, and they were aware of what was happening, so that was very heartening. But this is why I love just taking calls. See, every caller, it's like a grab bag of issues. It brings up really serious issues. So we just reach into the barrel, and we'll find out what's next. Jeff, where are you calling us from today?
Hello, Alex.
Hi, where are you calling us from?
From New Orleans. I just got a new shortwave radio, and I'm able to pick you up just fine on that WWCR frequency, but we have another problem on our hands. Line item veto has passed the House last week by 247 to 151 and is now going into the Senate under the number S-3541.
And line item veto gives the president too much power. It's a violation of the separation of powers. But at the same time, he's already exercising not a line item veto, but a dictatorial veto. He signs bills and then rewrites them with statements and then considers that to be law. Then he ignores other previous laws that he doesn't agree with.
That's exactly right. But at any rate, this was reported by Tammy Bruce, of all people, who is in favor of this thing. And, of course, the line item veto, she's saying, is supposed to control spending, but she forgets that Article 1, Section 1 says that Congress is supposed to initiate the bills.
That's right. Congress initiates the bills and raises the funds, and then the president executes the will of the Congress that is elected by the people.
That's right. So the point is that with this, if this thing goes through under this SOS bill and is reconciled with the House version of line item veto, we are under a Roman imperial dictatorship right off the bat, I can tell you.
There's no joking. It's serious. You're absolutely right.
And, of course, that's what a lot of the networks are hiding all of this. Of course, Tammy Bruce didn't. She was working with a fellow from what's called Americans for Tax Reform. What a name, Americans for Tax Reform.
Well, let's not forget that. Let's give Bush this power. He'll won't spend money. He can still veto bills entirely, and then it takes a 2/3 majority to override. And I think that's constitutional. I mean, anything that has a separation of powers is good. But at that brings more diversity to the debate and a bigger stopgap against tyranny. But any argument that Bush is doing something to stop spending, he spent more money than all presidents before him combined. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Thank you. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for telling us about that legislation. Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, you're on the air.
Oh, hi there, Alex.
Hi.
I saw a terrorist storm one of the comments I want to make about it is that to me it looks like a great deprogramming tool. You could sit somebody down who doesn't believe any of this, and you could ask them to watch 3 minutes, and they would be so captivated by the graphics, the sound, the way you did that, that they would be caught up and want to sit down for the whole thing, even if they didn't believe it. That's what I like about it. It's got the Hollywood style, you know, to kind of suck somebody into it, and I think it's great the way it does it. Speaking about doublespeak, people are bound to see this working in their own minds. That's why I believe it's one of the best movies you've made.
That's right. We don't just cover government terrorism or the war. We also cover Orwellian doublethink and doublespeak.
Right. I've got on a webpage, I've got something about how to make VCR copies. I've run into people that cannot make copies. You can explain it to them, show them, and they don't know unless they have instructions. So I put it on my website. I also put a couple of pages, single pages that people can print out that I have found to be extremely effective. Just the one page grabbing people's attention and getting them to look further on the web and through other...
Sure. I mean, if you just go to a... big electronic supply store, it's like $50 for a dual VCR where you put one in, hit play, put the other in, hit record. I don't understand.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, let me give you the website so that people can find it.
Okay, quickly.
Tri-Council. P is in Paul, S is in Sam, I is in India, CounSel.com.
All right. Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work. We'll be right back with more calls. 1-800-259-9231.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Let's go to a first-time caller, Dave in Vancouver, Canada. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks a lot for having me.
You bet.
I had to call in because I've been a long-time listener, and my friends, maybe CPAT, you know, you're so persuasive, but I mean, your message is just, it's out there if you're just first coming into it, you know.
Well, I don't think I'm persuasive. The information is documented, and so what we talk about is unbelievable and sensational, but it's real.
Yes, it is, absolutely. I 100% agree with you there. You back up everything you say. Listen, we just had the Vancouver World Peace Forum, and I was there trying to spread 9/11 truth. And it's hard because it's funny, you know, we were kind of played down at the forum itself, but the forum was, it didn't get very much media playtime compared to the World Urban Forum, which was kind of a weird thing that was going on at the same time. Scientists from all over the world were trying to, you know, make cities more efficient. It was really weird to see.
Yeah, a big smart growth, smart city convention.
Exactly. Now, that overplayed the peace forum quite a bit, which is very important to us up here. We were not, I don't think we were an imperial nation, but we have boys in Afghanistan. And well, anyway, the point I wanted to make to you, sir, is America is, their greatest export is heroes, sir. And William Rodriguez is my personal hero.
He is a hero, yes.
God bless you both, sir.
What do you? Did you hear the story about him threatening to cut a Canadian's arms off?
No, sir, I haven't.
It's up on prisonplanet.com. Yeah, the secret police grabbed him, and according to these witnesses.
I saw the headline, and you know, it terrifies me, to be honest with you, sir. Because
they're doing it to keep you safe. They're doing it to keep you safe, though.
Yeah, and the thing is, what I've come to realize is that the worst thing you can do is be afraid of them. The worst thing you can do is shut up because they tell you to shut up. And the only thing you can really do is be honest with your opinion and forthright. I was talking to Jim Fetzer last night, the scholars from 9/11 Truth. You've interviewed him, I think, right? I believe so.
Yes, sir, I have.
Right, and he was saying, you know, he just cut off of the Combs report last night. A lot of people were making fun of him because he was, you know, he was abrupt.
Was he there in Canada?
No. He was. I think he was interviewing from his home on the phone. But he did a fantastic job, I thought.
Yeah, he did. Listen, good to have you on board up there in Canada, Dave. Take care. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Texas. Ray, you're on the air. Okay, Ray, you going to come to the phone or not going to do it? All right. J.R. in South Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead, J.R.
Look,
hi.
Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just want to say I was at the L.A. conference, and that was truly amazing. It was just awesome. Probably the best part, I think, was William Rodriguez when he was talking about what happened.
He did an incredible job, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I kind of had tears in my eyes at some points in the speech, but what I wanted to talk about today was the NAFTA highways and also that actually being in motion pictures. I mean, we always talk about, you know, V for Vendetta and, you know, Star Wars and other movies. I mean, we can go on all day about that, but basically, have you ever seen the movie Traffic?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they talk about the NAFTA highways in that.
It's an excellent film, and I do remember that, yes.
Yes, I mean, they actually say, oh, you know, you kind of have some successes. You don't really get anything on the borders right now. But as soon as the highway comes in, there's no way you can stop us. Everything's going to go through. Might as well just quit now.
That's right. Michael Douglas is in that, and they admit the NAFTA Superhighway right there in that movie from, what, Traffic's about 4 or 5 years old now?
Yeah, it was like, what, 2001 or 2002 when it came out, I believe.
Yeah, that's an anti-drug war film. It's very accurate.
Yes, I guess that was just about it, I guess. I'll get off.
Well, I mean, just some final parting ideas on the conference. What else did you like about the conference?
Well, I thought it was just kind of cool that you could just talk to everybody in the, you know, the little conference room outside. All the big names, all the panelists were there. You can kind of chit-chat with them, get their ideas on other things.
That's right. We had a big media room, we had a viewing room, and then we had the big room that would hold 1,200 people. So it was a great event. I loved it.
Massive information there, books, movies you can buy, I mean, T-shirts, everybody. It was just a vault of information, if you will. You just learned
so
much.
My only frustration is that I'd have to get from one place to another, walking the floor, you know, running things, and then so many great people wanted to stop and talk, and I'd try to, and then some would get irritated when I'm like, okay, I got to go. I got to go get a speaker and get them on stage. There were a few times I'd get a speaker late on stage because it would take like 20 minutes just to, you know, get through the crowd, but it was wonderful. But then my only frustration was I thought some people would think I was trying to be abrupt. I just sometimes I had to get someplace. Thank you for coming. We'll come back and take more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about the spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at OPCPure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of OPCPure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of OPCPure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I think in the final segment of this hour, we'll replay Governor Rick Perry on the show yesterday. It was only for a few minutes. Jim Dillon, who's running for governor, was down at the Capitol trying to get some of his signs back that were confiscated when he was down there protesting. And he's out by the side door at the back of the Capitol, and out comes Rick Perry. And I talked to Jim. Jim doesn't make stuff up. It really was Rick Perry. I recognized his voice. At first, I didn't believe it. I thought it was a joke. And Rick Perry, and I wish I would have hit him with harder questions. As soon as I did, he got off the phone. You know, so I keep going, is this really Rick Perry? Is this really Rick Perry? And yes, it was Rick Perry. We do have Kinky Friedman coming on. Kinky Friedman in a couple of weeks is going to be on running for governor. And he is for shutting down the borders. It'll just be an interesting discussion. He's a well-known writer and comedian, of course, I'm sure many of you know. But I'm going to try to get old Rick Perry over the telephone for 10 minutes on. We'll see if he'll do it. I've got quite a few comments for the governor. I really doubt it. I think we just caught him at a good time, and he was in a good mood and wanted to insult me a little bit and say I was sweating like a big hog, which was true. That was on the cover of the paper, so I guess he saw that and when I bullhorned him. Well, so we'll try to play that later. I'm going to go to Eric, Matt, James, Rob, Sasha, and others. Remember, first-time callers or callers that disagree, go to the front of the line, 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Just briefly, my new film, Terror Storm, is out. It gets into the Orwellian mind control that the public is under. It gets into propaganda, going back to Edward Bernays. We cover the Iraq War and the lies that led us into that. We look at Iran. It's got Ray McGovern in it, CIA analyst. It's got Michael Meacher, member of parliament. It's got David Shaler and Annie Michon, MI5 agents. It's got Cindy Sheehan in it. It's got Professor Stephen Jones, Morgan Reynolds, and so many others. It's a film you really need to get, and you can watch it right now at prisonplanet.tv. We have it in the high bandwidth and the low bandwidth. And for folks out there that are putting it all over the web, you might want to get the high bandwidth copy off prisonplanet.tv and do that. So first thing we put up was a low bandwidth, just to hurry it out there. The high bandwidth better version is now on prisonplanet.tv for members, as all my 15 films are. Please get them. Please burn copies for nonprofit educational purposes. I retain the copyright. I own these films, but I do authorize you for nonprofit educational purposes, for not-for-sale purposes, for educational reasons, to get this out to people. In fact, I ask you to, because through you, the listeners, doing this, we have such an amazing chance and ability to wake people up, so please do it. And yes, I made, less than 500 copies of this. Well, we made a little over 1,000. Under 500 copies were left after the 9/11 conference we had in L.A. And so it is a version of the film that's actually got about 4.5 minutes cut out of it. That is the version you'll be getting right now. Will be longer than the final version. That's a little bit fancier and a little bit more tweaked. That'll also have 30 minutes of extras on it. But we can't wait. So get this collector's item, American Scholar Symposium version of it. It has that on the opening menu before you play the film. It is, and there's only 400-something copies. In fact, there's a lot less than that now. I've been plugging it for a day and a half. So get your copy now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Order your hard copy, high-quality DVD, or you can simply call toll-free. You can simply call toll-free to get your copy of Terror Storm or any of the other videos or books that we carry or have produced or written. And that's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, Terror Storm. In about a month, it'll be available on the official DVD with the extras and all the rest of it. But get this collector's item now. We can't wait. Get it. Start burning copies. Give it to everybody. It's under 2 hours, so it burns on a standard DVD. You can really have a big effect with this. So, again, Infowars.com or see it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Great activist tool. Get on there. Start burning copies. Start giving it to people. Start having an effect. I made this film so it would be seen and so it would expose the terrorists, the criminals that carried out 9/11, so the ball is in your court. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. I saw Terror Storm, and it is indeed the battering ram of your movies. And Charlie Sheen, bud, you have a fan for life. Charlie Sheen's activism in this whole area has raised this whole debate to a near quantum level. I want to make it a point also to show your movie to my sportsman's club, because a lot of times I've gone down to the range to dust off my old 1858 cap and ball Remington, and I've gotten into some debates with some of my fellow shooters, and they seem to think that George Bush is the bee's knees. I'll tell them a few things about Mr. Bush, and they kind of walk off the range after our discussion with a furrowed brow, a very worried look on their face when they realize he is for gun control, he is for open borders, and everything else. And it's kind of interesting. It's very eye-opening to see, you know, the confusion on their face when they kind of put down all the preconceived notions that they've been spoon-fed by these neocons.
And they can't debate it. Bush is for an American union, the end of our sovereignty, Associated Press, under orders of CFR. Even the AP admits the CFR wrote the plan, our government's implementing it, and Bush has doubled the size of the ATF. I'm told it's been increased even more now. First thing he did was double it. And he's using regulations to go after gun dealers, gun importers, after cities. And that's Bob Barr on the show, NRA board member. I mean, this is really happening. He's for total blanket amnesty. He has more than doubled the size of the government.
Oh, yeah, Alex. And these neocons are akin to bank robbers setting up a diversion. I mean, Tony Snow was on the Ultimate Neocon Laura Ingraham show the other day, and I said to myself, I was shouting at the radio in my truck.
I want you to finish, but, you know, he even slipped up in one of his first press conferences and said, well, we're not doing interviews for the competing networks, like he still works for Fox or something. But, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay, Alex. And I was shouting at the radio, and I'm saying, talk about the North American Union. And the whole thing was obviously staged. I mean, you know, they said, I firmly believe they set these things up in advance. I mean, it's like the bank robbers. They set up, you know, they have a bunch of young punks on the other side of town busting windows and throwing eggs at cars, and then they'll go into the bank. And
that's the liberals, exactly. And then,
yeah.
And then the fake conservatives, they go rob the bank.
Yep. And one last question, Alex. I heard about this whole Warren Buffett and Bill Gates.
So glad you brought that up. I keep forgetting to talk about it.
Okay, well, here it is. Given Litton Biomedics' involvement in the creation of the AIDS virus, they were a chief primate supplier to the military in the 60s and 70s.
Yes, they were behind it, yes.
Yep, and
declassified documents, folks.
Yes, absolutely, and also Fort Detrick's involvement in this little charade. Here they're coming out, given all the suppressed cures for AIDS, given all the suppressed cures for cancer. My question to you: what's your take on this whole thing? Because, you know, we could, with the technology we have, we could solve these problems within a month. How come they're all of a sudden doing this dog and pony show about all this money to all these...
That's why I like to have nothing but open phones, because I got up Monday morning, he was making his announcement, or he made it Sunday, I saw it Sunday, then I read the details in USA Today, Monday morning, flew back to Texas, wrote notes on the plane about it, meant to write an article about it, never did it. I appreciate your call. Let me comment on what this is right now. At a multifaceted, multi-tiered, multivariate level. As simply as I can, without taking 20 minutes. The trust busting of 1906 and the Sherman Antitrust Act was not real. The Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Mellons, the Astors, and others, the Morgans, all British agents, that's all mainstream news, mainstream historical record now, it's not even hidden. They had billions of dollars apiece, billions of dollars, and that was in 1906 money. That was the equivalent of almost a trillion. A billion was almost a trillion then, okay? I mean, you know, in 1918, you could buy a Model T for $150. Massive inflation these people have created, robbing our wealth. But I digress. The Rockefellers were worth almost $3 billion in 1906. The Carnegies were worth almost $1 billion. And what they do is they come in and they put their money in tax-free foundations. They build a Carnegie Hall. They endow some schools. They endow some hospitals. The hospitals still charge and get government money. And these things really run giant profits. Listen, I know a lot of really rich people. And let me tell you what they do. They put their money in trust. But only the super elite are allowed to put their money into really big foundations. Okay? And Bill Gates, with his, you know, $100 billion that he had when he set up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in, what, 2001? 2000. Now you notice he's, quote, worth, because his stock went down $47 billion last time I checked. It changes every day. But regardless, might be $44 billion today. It goes up and down. Some days it's $42 billion. Some days it's $51 billion. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying high 40s. That is nothing compared to the real wealth of the people that put their money into tax-free foundations exactly 100 years ago. In fact, I think the Sherman Antitrust Act went in during the summer. So it's almost 100 years, almost a century. It's just like the Federal Reserve in 1913 was passed to, quote, get the bankers. Did you know that? Oh, this will punish the bankers. This will punish the corrupt bankers. So people were aware of the banks then manipulating things. And they actually funded newspapers to do that. That's all on the record now. Well, it was the same thing a few years earlier with the Sherman Antitrust Act, what, 7-8 years early. And so it went underground. The money went underground. It's like when you go to England. Every day, different major roads were shut down in downtown London. They would go, and the bus drivers and taxi drivers would say, oh, the Queen isn't letting us use these roads today. Oh, she decides. Oh, when she's on her yacht, the entire Thames, whatever you call it, river is shut down. When you're in Canada, sometimes whole highways are shut down because the Queen says you can't use them. It's the exercise of authority. She owns the majority of BP stock. The Netherlands royalty owns the majority of the stock in Royal Dutch Shell. It's what's called Royal Dutch Shell. They own cruise lines. Did you know they own Royal Caribbean? I mean, they own the majority stock in car companies and media companies and defense companies. Carlyle Group, number one shareholder. Saxe Coburg Gotha. What, Elizabeth Saxe Coburg Gotha. And their power is so great that their subjects don't even know their names. Try to ask a Canadian subject. Try to ask a British subject. Try to ask an Australian subject or one of the other 50-plus commonwealths. You see, to get into what this Buffett thing is, we have to first give you background. They've got so much power that no one is even allowed to know their real name. When we got the Bilderberg Group list 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and posted it on Infowars.com, it has everyone's names. It has the Rockefellers' names. It has all these powerful people's names. But it just says Her Majesty of the Netherlands, Her Royal Majesty of the Netherlands. And you're allowed to know her first name. It's Beatrix. Queen Beatrix, Her Royal Highness of the Netherlands. Queen Elizabeth. Princess Diana. Prince Philip. Prince Charles. Prince. Again, that's their power. And it really started because in most nations that had ruling monarchies in Europe, it was one family, and it still is. It's like a breed of dog. They're all intermarried. And the people, you know, in Germany don't want to know they've got a French king when that was going on. The people in Austria don't want to know that they have a French king. And then that got overthrown. And the people of Britain don't want to know that they have a German dynasty running them. That's now the head dynasty. It's the same thing. So you're not even allowed to know their names, okay? So Bill Gates is nothing, but Bill Gates was brought down to the principal's office. He was given a paddling. They said, you're now going to be a member of the real elite. You got to put your money in a tax-free foundation. This always happens. And then you get to manage and run that. And other rich people, some of the new wealth, Rothschild agents like Warren Buffett, that guy's nothing compared to the Rothschilds and their wealth. You know, he's got to put his $42 billion or whatever it is today in there. And so Buffett comes out and says of his $42 billion, he's going to put $37 billion in foundations. $30 billion of it in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, a few billion into each of his sons. He meant to have his wife manage it. And they're putting it in there to, quote, fight AIDS and help vaccinate the children. Exact same thing that Ted Turner gave $1 billion to do, in 1998, when he put his money in the tax-free foundation. Gave it to the UN. And notice he pledged $1 billion. Quote, of the profit of the foundation every year, it gets about $100 million. And since he put in $1 billion, he's put in several billion more. Almost all of his money. He puts it into tax-free foundations to buy up property. He's the biggest private landowner in the Southwest. When you're driving through New Mexico and Arizona, it's just his property is everywhere. I've been there. I actually covered it in my film, America Destroyed by Design. My first documentary I made in 97. So that's all Warren Buffett has done. He's putting his money totally tax-free into a system. And by the way, Warren Buffett's made population control statements. Ted Turner has said that we need to kill the useless feeders. All these people that put money in these things to, quote, help the Africans and people, they also put money into big eugenics foundations under, you know, bioethics names. They're social Darwinist Malthusian Malthus. And, how suspicious is that? Oh, we've got vaccines for the Africans. We love them so much. But at the same time, they think the population's overpopulated. I mean, can you put two and two together? I know you can. And that's big on the Bilderberg Group agenda. They endorsed back in the 80s the Club of Rome plan to reduce the world population from 85 to 90%. That's declassified public Henry Kissinger documents, Club of Rome publicly published reports. And so you've got these people that are totally into exterminating the population, and then they just so happen to then suddenly love the little black people, and they've got shots for them. But the African tribes all over Africa, from sub-Saharan to northern Africa, it's all over BBC News, will run, and parents will cut their children's arms off after they're given vaccines, which I'm not advocating because it's too late. and they refuse the GMO food, all of it. The Africans are convinced it's killing them, and the studies show that people who've never had sexual contact, whose parents don't have it, they're getting it. And the only connection is, this was even mainstream British news, is the vaccines. They claim it's, quote, dirty needles. No, folks, it's what's in the vaccines. And so there you have it in a nutshell. The money goes tax-free. They use a very small portion of it each year in a big consortium to pay for injecting the Africans with their different vaccines and AIDS drugs that kill them and the rest of it. And it's sinister. It's so evil. It's so wicked, right out in the open, that people just can't face it. They just can't deal with it when we have the documents. And so, in a nutshell, to answer your question, that's exactly what's going on. Number one, they're just making their money tax-free, where they can then make profits, and then, oh, the mansions and the helicopters and the investments are all tax-free. They play by different rules than we do. And that's all that's happening. And then the other side of the equation is, it's then put into these big global government organizations, the lion's share of it being spent for special vaccines that I'm sure are wonderful. We've just caught UN vaccines in a whole bunch of African countries with a hormone added to tetanus shots to sterilize women en masse. But of course, that's an accident too. These are loving elites. We need to just take our shots. They really care about us. We'll be back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Start the next hour and go right to Matt, James, Sasha, Jeff, Jason, and others. But yesterday, in the middle of the second hour, I go to Jim Dillon, who I know, politically involved here in town, and we confirm this was Rick Perry. And I didn't believe it at first. And he's talking to me there at the Capitol about how they stole his signs. Then all of a sudden he goes, hey, it's Governor Perry. So I bumble around going, is this really the governor? Is this really the governor? And then he just really says some hilarious things. He's a horrible creature. He's for open borders and a bunch of other bad things, the NAFTA highway. So this happened just a few miles away from us. I just so happened to go to Jim Dillon right when he was there at the Capitol complaining about what happened to him this weekend, being arrested. And out walks the governor, and the governor takes the phone when they say, it's Alex Jones. So here it is. Said you hadn't reserved the spot.
Well, I didn't like what I was saying, Alex. Of course,
well, let me just ask you, because we always
Governor
just...
Governor Perry, how are you? Alex, Governor Perry, right here. Yes, sir. Glad to meet you, sir.
Good.
Here's Alex Jones. Should we like to talk to him?
What are you doing, Brother Jones?
Hello, Rick Perry.
You holding down the fort there?
He sure is.
This isn't
As
really,
always.
Is this really Rick Perry?
Oh, get out of here. You don't think your man here would try to trick you, do you?
No, I don't think he would.
It's him, Alex. It's him.
He knows I wouldn't. Alex, you know he would not pull the wool over your eye.
No,
in
it's...
flesh.
It sounds like Rick Perry.
Governor Perry,
I know I do.
Sure.
I do sound like him, don't I?
It is.
And I look like him, too, don't I?
Well, Governor, okay. Did you see me in a Mexican food restaurant?
We're going to change some...
No, were you there last night?
Did I see you at Loewe Leon?
No, not last night. I was at Huero's last night.
This isn't the governor. Governor, did I bullhorn you and Vicente Fox?
Now, you did that. You totally did that. Out in front of the house. And you were sweating like a hog, man.
No.
Huh? You were hot. Man. You were boiling hot out there, Jones.
Well, that's why Fox was in the air conditioning.
So why are you stopping and talking to Jim, Governor? He's running against you.
Because he was just standing up here, and he said, come on, let's visit. So we did. Why wouldn't I? You think I'm not a personable kind of guy?
No, Governor, I think you're very personable.
I am. You know I am.
Okay, is this really Rick Perry?
No way.
That's the way it is.
I know. he's proselyting me now. And I'm telling him, I said, he's got a long way to go.
Proselytizing.
Well, I'm an Aggie. That's as close as
right.
I can get, man.
All
right, Jonesy, I got to go have lunch with my wife.
Hold on, Governor. Are you going to secure our border?
My name when you
our
it.
Border, we are securing it as you speak, brother. We're making better progress than anybody else is. I'll tell you that.
Just monitoring stations and cameras down there.
No.
Armed troops.
We're moving that way.
It's serious.
Bye, Governor.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Alex.
Was that really Perry?
Alex, hate to put you on the spot.
And that really was Rick Perry. I wish. Imagine you just go to the next caller and Jim's talking about how they pulled a police state action on him there at the. They're at the Capitol across the street from the governor's mansion, and then Rick Perry comes waddling out of the thing. Oh, my goodness. Now we'll see if Perry's got the courage to come on. I know he wouldn't come in studio, but we're going to try that. We're not very far away from the governor's mansion, about 5 miles, maybe less, and we're going to see if we can at least get him over the telephone for a proper grilling on the NAFTA highways and the American Union. So we'll see if that'll happen. All right, I promised to re-air that. A lot of you missed it. You listen on the AM and FM stations and can't go listen to it on the Internet. Or you listen on shortwave or satellite. So we re-aired it. There it is for you. We'll be right back. We will start the second hour. And we will go straight to your phone calls. It's open phones, 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.